Born in Cincinnati in 1922, Doris Kappelhoff changed her name to Doris Day at the urging of a New York bandleader. She scored her first number one hit in 1945, singing Sentimental Journey with Les Brown, then moved to Hollywood across Howard Keel and Calamity Jane in 1953 and James Cagney in Love Me or Leave Me in 1955. Her next role was her most iconic, singing Que Sera Sera across Jimmy Stewart and Alfred Hitchcock's 1956 thriller The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
She built an image as the innocent alternative to Marilyn Monroe, carrying countless leading men, Clark Gable in Teacher's Pet, Cary Grant in That Touch of Mink, and Rod Taylor in Glass Bottom Boat. But her best roles were a trio of Rock Hudson rom-coms in Lover Came Back, Send Me No Flowers, and her Oscar-nominated Pillow Talk.
Don't take your bedroom problems out on me.
At least mine can be solved in one bedroom.
She switched to television for The Doris Day Show from 1968 to 1973, and recorded more than 650 songs with her unmistakable contralto. She later became an animal rights activist, founding the Doris Day Pet Foundation in 1978 and the Doris Day Animal League in 1987, and she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. So while the future wasn't hers to see, she made all of ours a delight. Remembering Doris Day, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.